the joy of growing up Italian.
I was well into adulthood before I realized that I was an American. I was born and lived in America all my life, but somehow it never occurred to me that just being a citizen of the United States meant that I was an American. Americans were people who ate peanut butter and jelly, a mushy white bread that came out of plastic packages. Me, I was Italian. For me, and I'm sure for most second-generation Italian Americans who grew up in the 40s and 50s, that there is a definite distinction between us and them. We were Italians. Everybody else, the Irish, German, Polish, Jewish, they were the Marigons. There was no prejudice involved in that distinction, just, well, we're different. For instance, we had a bread man, a coal and ice man, a fruit and vegetable man, a fish man. We even had a man who sharpened knives and scissors who came right to our house. They were the mini peddlers who supplied the Italian neighborhoods. We would wait for their call, their yell, their individual sound. We knew them all, and they knew us. Americans went to the stores for their foods. What a waste. Truly, I pitied their loss. They never knew the pleasure of waking up every morning to find a hot, crisp loaf of Italian bread waiting behind the screen door. Instead of being able to jump on the back of a peddler's truck a couple of times a week just to hitch a ride, most of my Marigon friends had to be satisfied going to the supermarket. When it came to food, it always amazed me that my American friends or classmates only ate turkey on Thanksgiving or Christmas. Or rather, they only ate turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, and cranberry sauce. Now, we Italians, we also had turkey, mashed potatoes, and cranberry sauce, but only after we'd finished our antipasta, soup, lasagna, meatballs, and whatever else Mama thought might be appropriate for that particular holiday. There's always enough for extra people, just in case someone unexpected drops in. The meal was followed by an assortment of fruits, nuts, pastries, cakes, and of course homemade cookies. No holiday was complete without some homemade baking. This is where you learn to eat a 7-course meal between noon and 4 p.m. How to handle hot chestnuts, to put tangerine wedges in red wine. I truly believe Italians live a romance with food. Speaking of food, Sunday was truly a big day of the week. This was the day you'd wake up to the smell of garlic and onions frying in olive oil. As you laid in bed, you could hear the hiss as the tomatoes were dropped into a pan. Sunday, we always had spaghetti and meat sauce. There was another difference between us and them. We had gardens, huge gardens, where we grew tomatoes, and more tomatoes. We ate them, cooked them, canned them. Of course, we also grew peppers, basil, lettuce, and some spinach. Everybody had a grapevine and a fig tree. And in the fall, everybody made homemade wine, lots of it. Of course, these gardens thrived so because we had a grandfather. It's not that our American friends didn't have grandfathers. It's just that they didn't live in the same house or on the same block. We ate with ours and saw him at least once a day. I can still remember my grandfather telling me about how he came to America as a young man on the boat. He had achieved his goal in coming to America, and now his children and their children were achieving the same goals available to them in this great country because they were Americans. And my grandfather died many years ago at the age of 76. Things then began to change. Slowly at first, but then uncles and aunts eventually began to cut down on their visits. The difference between us and them isn't easily defined anymore, and I guess that's good. My grandparents were Italians. My parents were Italian-Americans. And I'm an American-American, all right, and proud of it, just as my grandfather would want me to be. We are all Americans now, the Irish, Germans, Polish, Jewish, U.S. citizens all. But somehow, I still feel a little bit Italian. Call it culture, call it tradition, I'm really not sure what it is. All I do know is that my children have been cheated out of a wonderful piece of heritage. This country has grown over the past years with immigrants from everywhere, all races and all cultures, and we are richer because of them all. Everybody brings something, some kind of heritage.